Hey, Phil Moss.
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, going very well. More importantly, mate, how are the Matildas going to go tomorrow morning when they take on Brazil?
They're going to win, and they're going to win 1-0, Oz, and they're going to tweak a few things tactically and potentially...
Have you been speaking to Bradley Charles Stubbs?
No, look, I do think we've got enough quality. And I think some of that quality was stifled the other morning with a combination of things, probably a little bit tactical, a little bit nerves going into the tournament, and obviously everything that swirled around them leading into the tournament as well. But what I'm hoping for is that that's got the cobwebs out of the way and the nerves out of the way, and they can really get back to business because they're a quality side full of quality individuals. And we've seen how, you know, what they've gone through the last 6 months has galvanised them with all the media messages that have been coming out of there. So now they have to go onto the pitch and show it.
What tactics change?
Look, I think a couple of things. I don't think Ante Milicic will do away with his high defensive line, but I think he will have worked on putting pressure, more pressure on the ball higher up the pitch and probably working on the central two defenders, which has been difficult for a reason I'll tell you in a second. But just working on them getting a bit more side on when the opponent's on the ball around halfway and can pick that pass in behind. So that's what I think he will be tweaking on, but definitely putting pressure on the ball higher up, getting the press right, because that was off the other night and it allowed Italy to get the ball in behind us on a number of occasions. But I think the difficulty he's probably had, if we talk about the central defenders, is Claire Polkinghorne, I don't think, has trained too much because she had a bit of a hamstring issue after the first game. So I think it's been light duties for her. We already lost Laura Alloway, another central defender, to injury before the tournament started. So he's a bit light on for central defenders, but we may just see if Claire is out, you may see Steph Catley move from left back to central defender, and Amy Harrison, Gemma Simon, or Carly Roseback and come in as a left back.
Mm. Brazil, mate, what type of football do they play, and how do we go about sort of scoring goals, which has been an issue as well?
Yeah, it has in recent games, but not so much against Brazil. We've actually got a great record against them. We've beaten them in the last four games we've played them. And, you know, there's a two big names, really. Mata, who's under an injury cloud and missed their first game against Jamaica. And TK's favourite, Christian, who scored a hat-trick on the weekend against Jamaica. So
no relation to Ronaldo, though.
No relation to Ronaldo.
But you know, she's a wonderful player, and they've got some real quality. But we have had the wood over them in recent times, so you know we've got to make sure we use that as a psychological advantage. Marta is doubtful, but you know if she plays, this is her fifth World Cup. She's leading goal scorer of all time in World Cups for women's football with 15 goals in four of them. And she's been nicknamed Pele in a skirt by the great man Pele himself. So she's an incredible player, six times World Player of the Year. So I guess fingers crossed that she is out, but we'd still have to keep a very close eye on Christiane.
All right. If we lose, we can't make it through?
No, we can, TK, because there's...
Depends what happens.
That's right. It depends what happens. We'd have to obviously beat Jamaica, but then the four best third-place teams also go through.
Oh, okay.
If we can rack up a score against Jamaica. But look, let's not put the cart before the horse. We've got a massive game against Brazil, and it's not just about the 3 points. It's about restoring pride. There was a maelstrom of criticism around the first game and the performance and the result, and they've got to put that right tomorrow morning.
I'm pretty keen to see this independent review about the Football Federation of Australia, because this has been one hell of a balls up, for a better want of terminology. Mm. But will we see an independent review into what happened with the shambles surrounding the Alan Stajic affair?
I think you've joined the queue, TK. There's a lot of us that are really wanting to see it. I've been very vocal about it, both personally and as a football fan, and also as president of Football Coaches Australia. I don't think there's any alternative. The World Cup has to be put to bed first, and we all need to get behind the Matildas, which I know we will as a nation. But once that's out of the way, there must be an independent review into what happened, because there's just still far too much ambiguity.
How can you make it happen, though, Mossy? Did the clubs have to get... band together?
Their own compliance. Yeah, look, their own compliance committees asked for answers, Loz, and that was knocked back by CEO David Gallop. Greg Griffin is in charge of the FFA compliance committee. Craig Foster has come out, who's a big voice in football, and said there must be an independent review. So I just think the groundswell is building, and I don't think there's any way of avoiding it, and nor should it be avoided, because, you know, the game is partly funded by the government, by the taxpayer money, at national level, and everyone deserves answers.
Well, and then it's funded by all the parents paying for the junior registrations.
Well, let's not go there, TK. Yeah. We haven't got enough time.
I won't go there. Melbourne Victory, who's going to coach them?
Well, there's strong male. It'll be Marco Kurz. You'll remember from Adelaide United last season. Had a good couple of seasons with Adelaide. A real character, very lively on the sideline. And it looks as though he's a front runner if they go foreign. If they go local, it could be the Socceroos penalty hero, Johnny Aloisi. Apparently, he's the last Australian on the shortlist for the Victory job. It's a coveted job. It's a massive club. And it's a very, very important appointment, given that Kevin Muscat have been there from day one. So it's certainly the dawning of a new era with no Kevin Muscat.
You'd prefer to see a local get the job?
Oh, look, yes and no. I mean, I've always said if it's a foreigner that comes in who can really help take things to another level, and I think Marco Kurz really proved himself at Adelaide. I think he was good for the A-League.
Okay.
You know, he certainly treads a very fine line with referees, but, you know, that's the emotion, and you don't want to take that away from him. But, I think it'd be good to see Marco Kurz stay in the A-League. I've said many times we need to make sure we keep characters in the A-League, and, you know, with no Graham Arnold, Ange Postecoglou, Kevin Muscat, that's something that's important for the balance of the product.
Good stuff, Mossy. We'll talk... No, we won't talk tomorrow. Let's hope we're talking
on... our redheaded friend.
Yeah, we will. We'll have Robbie Slater, but let's hope we're talking on Monday about the great performance from the Matildas.
It will be Matildas to win 1-0.
Matildas, that's paying $9 at tab.com.au. Thanks, Mossy.
Good on you guys. Have a great weekend.